Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 44. Bienvenue à la leçon d'anglais numéro 44. Nous voyons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner en route vers l'aéroport, the airport. Il parle avec le chauffeur de taxi, the taxi driver, en lui décrivant plusieurs endroits de la ville. Vous allez apprendre à décrire un endroit à quelqu'un qui ne le connaît pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
How far is the airport?
About 15 miles. Where are you going today?
I'm going home.
Where is your home?
Baltimore, Maryland. Do you know Baltimore?
No, I never travel.
It's a nice city. I like it. It's not too big and it's not too small.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and two children.
Is Baltimore a good place for children?
I think so. We have some excellent schools.
Do you live in a house?
No, we live downtown. We have an apartment. We like busy cities.
Do you like apartments?
Yes, but it's too small. Our children are getting big. We need a bigger place. We're going to buy a house.
In the city?
Yes, we want to live downtown. We want a house, but we want a small house.
What does Baltimore look like?
That's a hard question. It's an old city. It has an interesting harbor.
Is it on the ocean?
No, it's on Chesapeake Bay. It's a very busy port. Huge ships come to Baltimore.
I didn't know that.
It has a harbor for tourists, too.
What do you mean?
The new harbor is for the big ships. The old harbor is for small boats. Tourists come to the hotels, restaurants, and shops. It's very popular.
Is it fun?
And educational. Children love it.
Do you live near the harbor?
Not far. We can see two harbors from our apartment.
That's wonderful. Do you work in Baltimore?
No, I don't. I work in Washington.
Washington, D.C., right?
Right. I'm a reporter.
What do people do in Baltimore?
Baltimore is like many cities. It has factories.
And it has the port.
Yes. Many people work in shipping.
I like the ocean. I'm going to move to California.
When are you going to move?
When I get enough money. Do you travel to California?
Yes, I do. I travel to Southern and Northern California.
Which one do you like?
I like them both. Southern California is warm and sunny.
Les mots descriptifs servent à créer une image dans l'esprit de votre interlocuteur. L'image d'une personne, d'une chose ou d'un endroit. Par exemple, Southern California is warm and sunny. La Californie du Sud, Southern du Sud, est chaude, warm, et ensoleillée, sunny. Southern California is warm and sunny. Autre exemple, Baltimore is big and busy. Baltimore est une grande ville très animée. Big, grande, animée, busy. Écoutez encore d'autres mots descriptifs.
Good place. Bigger place. Excellent schools. Big children. Small house. Hard question. Busy port. Huge ships. Small boats. Enough money. Warm Southern California. Sunny Southern California. Popular harbor. Fun harbor. Educational harbor. Nice city. Interesting city. Old city. Busy cities.
Pouvez-vous maintenant créer une bonne image en décrivant par exemple la ville ou l'endroit où vous habitez, mettons Kinshasa, ou bien Kisangani ou Kigali? I live in a big city. J'habite une grande ville. My house is small. Ma maison est petite. Pour décrire là où elle se trouve, it's next to an old building. C'est la contraction de it is next to. It's next to an old building. C'est à côté d'un vieux bâtiment. Ou bien, it's next to a new building. D'un nouveau bâtiment. I live on a busy street. J'habite une rue très animée. I live on a busy street. It's an interesting city. C'est une ville intéressante. It's an interesting city. Allez-y, répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner. À vous d'utiliser votre imagination.
Is your place small or large? Is your place nice? Is your place interesting? Is your place warm and sunny?
I'm going to California in 2 or 3 years.
You're going to like California.
Ensemble, nous allons décrire une ville. Et pourquoi pas Washington, puisque j'habite Washington. On va parler de la ville de Washington, comme Martin Lerner, dans notre histoire, là, parle de Baltimore. Nous allons parler de Washington. Let's describe Washington. Décrivons Washington. Let's describe Washington. What is Washington like? Comment est-ce Washington? What is Washington like? On peut commencer à parler de la taille de la ville. It's a big city. It's a big city. It has old buildings. Washington a de vieux bâtiments. Puisque Washington est une ville, on utilisera le neutre, it. It has old buildings. It has new buildings. It's a beautiful city. Revoyons ces adjectifs rapidement. It's a big city. It has old buildings. It has new buildings. It's a beautiful city. C'est une très belle ville. Continuons avec d'autres adjectifs. It's a busy city. Busy. On pourrait dire la même chose pour une rue. It's a busy street. It's a busy city. It's a busy street. Sunny and warm. Washington est une ville ensoleillée et chaude. Washington is a sunny city. It's warm and sunny. Washington is sunny and warm. Sunny. Warm. Busy. It has many restaurants. Il y a beaucoup de restaurants. It has many interesting restaurants. Interesting. It has many museums. Il y a beaucoup de musées. It has many art museums. It has many large museums. It has many hotels. It has many international hotels. International. Interesting. International. Interesting museums. International hotels. Large hotels. Small hotels. Expensive, cher. It has many expensive restaurants. It has many expensive shops, des magasins chers. Washington has many expensive restaurants and many expensive shops. It's very popular. C'est une ville très populaire. It's very popular. Washington is a very popular city. It has colorful people. Beaucoup de personnes de personnalités différentes, de cultures différentes. It has colorful people. Revoyons ces adjectifs. Let's describe Washington. It's a big city. It's a busy city. It has old buildings. It has new buildings. It has good places. Il y a des bons endroits quand même. It has good places. It's a sunny city. It's a sunny and warm city. It's a beautiful town. C'est une belle ville. It has many museums. It has expensive hotels, interesting restaurants and shops. It's very popular. It's an old city. It has colorful people. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'écouter la première partie de notre 44e leçon. You have just heard the first part of lesson number 44. Dans quelques instants, in a few minutes, we'll return with part 2. Stay with us. Restez à l'écoute. Ne manquez pas d'enregistrer ces émissions s'il est possible et de les écouter plusieurs fois. Un grand remerciement à tous ceux qui ont écrit à English USA. Je vous rappelle qu'il n'y a pas de matériel écrit ni de cassette à vous envoyer. Bon courage quand même dans vos efforts pour apprendre l'anglais. Et je remercie M. Edmond Lobo de Kinshasa Lemba pour sa lettre, ainsi que M. Mbemba Louis, pharmacien inspecteur régional du Pool, pour ces deux lettres, et aussi M. Mbouaki Ndoki Zoba du Centre évangélique francophone La Borne, aussi à Kinshasa. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner qui est en route vers l'aéroport, the airport. Au cours de ce trajet que nous suivions, nous allons apprendre d'autres mots descriptifs pour décrire une ville ou ce qui s'y passe.
Do you have a family?
I'm divorced.
Do you have any children?
I have a boy. He lives with his mother. I visit him. We go interesting places.
What places?
He likes movies. We go to ball games. He likes camping and fishing.
How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Take him to Baltimore. He's going to like the educational places.
What can we do?
You can see a wonderful aquarium. You can visit some very old ships in the harbor. You can take your son to an excellent railroad museum.
He loves trains.
Baltimore has an art museum, theaters, and a huge convention building.
And we can go to a ball game.
Yes, it has a new baseball park. It's beautiful. Go in the summer. It's warm and sunny.
Can we go at night?
Of course. I love baseball at night.
How much does it cost? I don't have much money.
It's not expensive. You can fly, but you can go by train or bus or car, too. Do you have a car?
I have an old van. How long does it take to drive?
About 15 or 16 hours.
We can camp.
Pardon?
We can camp one night.
That's an excellent idea. You can camp in West Virginia. That's about 5 or 6 hours from Baltimore. You can drive one day, then camp one night in West Virginia. Then drive to Baltimore the next day.
Can we camp near Baltimore?
Certainly. You can find several camps outside the city.
Are they expensive?
I don't know. They are very popular.
Do you travel often?
Yes, I do.
Is it interesting?
Sometimes. I see exciting places and meet colorful people. Do you like your work?
I meet colorful people, too. I have a second job.
What is that job?
I work in a small bakery. I work there from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yes. Then I drive this taxi.
Isn't that difficult?
The bakery is hard work. The driving is easy. I like both jobs. I need the extra money.
Au cours de cette leçon, vous avez appris d'autres adjectifs. Par exemple, exciting, colorful, hard work, easy.
I'm divorced.
I see exciting places and meet colorful people.
The bakery is hard work. The driving is easy. I need the extra money.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin? Par exemple, is your work hard or easy? Votre travail est-il facile ou difficile? Hard, difficile, easy, facile. Do you have enough money? Avez-vous assez d'argent? Do you live in an interesting place? Allez-y, répondez à Martin. Même si vous ne savez pas trop quoi répondre, essayez quand même.
Is your work hard or easy? Do you have enough money? Do you live in an interesting place? Is your work exciting?
Do you like Southern California?
Everyone likes Southern California, but I like Northern California too. Southern California is crowded. It's very lively. It's exciting.
Can I find work?
Maybe. I don't know.
I need enough money. I want to look for good work.
That's right. Save enough money.
I can go in 2 or 3 years.
Et voilà pour cette leçon. That's it for lesson number 44. Nous nous sommes servis d'adjectifs un peu plus compliqués que les simples adjectifs qualificatifs. Pour vous exercer, pensez à décrire votre ville ou votre village en utilisant autant d'adjectifs que possible. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois. Until next time, practice hard. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Money, hey. I don't taste money. money. I don't chop, I don't taste money. I don't taste money. I'm a testimony, testimony, my testimony. I don't chop, I don't taste money. I don't taste money.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Parce que ma génération, on est tous déçus. Depuis le début, eux ils tirent à vue. Et en cas de problème, eux ils ont rien vu. Un cousin, je dois faire un geste. C'est comme frère, gay qui te dans la perche. Pile carapé, ça c'est dans les veines. Y'a du chrome, du harlem dans les gènes.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
It's been so long, long, long that I haven't seen your face. I'm trying to be strong, strong, but the strength I have is washing away. It won't be long, long, long before I get you by my